USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
President Biden's Build Back Better plan appears to be doomed.
If I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible.
Senator Joe Manchin on Fox News Sunday. Manchin has been a key holdout on the legislation worth nearly $1.9 trillion, which could only be passed by Senate Democrats via budget reconciliation. The Senate has left for Christmas break. As the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol announces subpoenas, Representative Adam Kinzinger, one of two Republicans on the committee, telling ABC's This Week that former President Trump could be subpoenaed if necessary.
When you subpoena the former president, that comes with a whole kind of, you know, circus environment. But if we get him, we'll do it.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The White House preparing for a speech from the president on COVID this coming Tuesday.
President Biden will be giving an update on the Omicron variant Tuesday, according to a White House official. The announcement coming with Johns Hopkins University reporting on Friday that the United States had just over 193,000 confirmed new cases of COVID and 2,171 people died from the virus. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
What's happening?
They're starting to come through. I can't stop them.
The new Spider-Man movie winning big at the box office this weekend. The Sony and Marvel blockbuster No Way Home grossed a stunning $253 million in ticket sales. It's the third best opening of a movie all time in theaters. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents apprehending more than 173,000 illegal immigrants at the southern border in November. It's an increase of more than 5%. Texas getting serious about illegal immigration at its border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott officially announces construction of his state's own border wall. The governor saying the wall is necessary for national security reasons.
They're not just coming from Mexico. They're coming through Mexico from more than 150 countries across the entire globe, including people coming from countries who are hostile to the United States of America. Countries like China, Iran, Syria, Russia.
The governor blaming the Biden administration for not doing enough to curb illegal immigration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
COVID-19 continuing to impact the sports world. The NBA has called off three games for today. Cleveland at Atlanta, Denver at Brooklyn, and New Orleans at Philadelphia. Five Cleveland Cavaliers players entering COVID-19 protocols today. CNN closed its offices over the weekend as COVID-19 cases have increased. Meanwhile, the variant prompting businesses, schools, and venues to shut down. Harvard University, Stanford, and Cornell all shutting down their campuses. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.